Dr. Hunter, it's in a clinic note on Betty Anthony, Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, birthday 2-14-68, dictation 6-1-23. Patient presents with congestion, sore throat, dizziness, and spot behind back that spasms for 2 days. There's an illness of sore throat, sinus pressure through and severe sore throat for the past 2 days. If you have symptoms of pain, describes pain in her back and legs, I'm going to see her chiropractor with cramps in left lower extremity, felt better at first. Past history, a history of hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, asthma, and migraines. States that she has had ablations in her back. Yeah. ABA. L-A-T-I-O-N. Examination, urinary appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. 3+ pharyngeal edema, neck simply without masses, lungs, calcification, percussion, abdomen assault, without again, angular tenderness, heart rate, regular rhythm without murmurs or gallop, extremities, neuropsychiatric, basically within normal limits. Strep test was positive. Patient also had an EKG given toward all 30 milligrams IM. Okay. Because of severe strep infection, patient was given a 7-1 gram with amoxicillin to take for 10 days with additional history of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, back pain, and apparent syncope spell, the CKG obtained, and office showing no abnormality. I advised to follow up with endocrinologist and cardiologist. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.